This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Zach Gelb here with you, in for both Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. Now joining us in studio, they have a book out, Uncommon Influence, Saying Yes to a Purposeful Life. It's released today. Make sure you go get it. That is the Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy and his wife Lauren Dungy as well. And I'm surprised. First off, let me be polite, Coach. No offense. Lauren, okay. Thank you for coming in once again. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well, it is great to be here. Thank you. It is my birthday, and I'm surprised that...
I didn't know that.
Me being a Patriot fan, that a legendary Colts coach would actually grace me with this presence
on my birthday.
Happy
birthday to a Pats fan.
That was the last time we had any laughs probably together. What do you miss all these years later? I can't believe... Well over a decade now. What do you miss the most about not being involved in the NFL? I know you're on NBC and you're great at that, but not being in a locker room.
I think it's this time of year where you're trying to come in and bring everybody together, put that goal out there. Hey, we want to win a championship this year and try to get everybody working in the same direction. That feeling of a whole family working together, that's what I miss.
Are there moments, Lauren, where you go, it's maybe time to get back to coaching? You've been at home way too long.
No, that hasn't happened yet. No.
When he came to his decision to retire, because I'm always fascinated by this, and we know decisions are made by a family, but still he has to want to retire. Being in the public spotlight, it's a difficult decision. You have a ton of kids at home, as we all know. What were those conversations like when that was starting to be breached upon in the conversation about his potential retirement?
It was difficult. It was not an easy decision when Tony decided to hang up his hat and stop coaching. So we really had to pray about that and decide if that was the best thing to do at that time. We look back at the relationships that we developed over the years and the camaraderie with the teammates and coaches. And, you know, it was hard, but we felt that it was a good time to switch gears and get out of coaching and then still remain in football with the Sunday Night in America.
You know, and everyone thinks that your wife and your family wants you to retire, but you guys have relationships there too.
Absolutely.
Coaches' wives and players' wives and family. And our boys loved to come to the office and go to the stadium.
That first year away, where you're no longer coaching, and you know this, still to this day, everyone asks you, you're coming back, you're coming back, you're coming back. What was the most difficult part being away from that locker room?
It was your biological clock is going, and you know it's time for training camp. Oh, gosh, you know, the last 28 years I've been away at camp in July, and, you know, it would come to game weekend, and even though I was going to the studio, it wasn't quite the same, but I'd been in it so long, and I knew it was time. It really wasn't too bad.
Were you coaching your kids at home like you would talk to your players at all?
Sometimes. And, you know, the boys, we'd watch games. And what are they doing that for, Dad? I don't know why they didn't do it. And, you know, why didn't Peyton throw the ball to this guy? And it was kind of tough sometimes. And I had to not say we on the broadcast, you know, and get used to that. But it was okay.
So, Lauren, we see Tony Dungy every Sunday on NBC, but when it's like a Thursday night game or a Monday night game, what is Coach like watching the game at home with the family on the couch?
He's glued in front of the TV, and we aren't to distract him because he's still involved in the game and coaching from the chair.
Well, tell me about this book, and then we'll talk some football too. Uncommon Influence, Saying Yes to a Purposeful Life.
Sure. We wrote the book because we wanted to encourage people. We all have a platform, and we can use that platform, whether it's at home, in the workplace, in the community, but that platform is used to positively influence the lives of other people.
How do you think you've done that in the game of football? Because there's a lot of pressure when you're a minority head coach as well, and I wonder how you thought you utilized your platform to the fullest.
Well, I came into the National Football League in 1977. Chuck Noll was my coach, and he had a tremendous influence on me. The first thing he told us was, don't make football your whole life. You've got to come into Pittsburgh, find a purpose away from the field. The Rooney family was the same way. They made the rookies. You had to sign up for a community service day on our off days. You had to get involved. They wanted you to be part of the city. And so that had an impact on me. And I tried to do the same thing with our players and our staff. Hey, we want to win, but we want to make Tampa a better place to live. We want to make Indianapolis a better place to live. And so I think I was able to do that. But part of our thought in this book is you don't have to be a head coach to have an influence. My wife has an influence at our home, great, on 11 kids right now. She has an influence in the neighborhood. I have an influence with boys now that maybe it's not Peyton Manning, but maybe it's John Smith, who's 8 years old. That's critical.
How difficult, hey, it's one of the most rewarding jobs in the world, right, being a parent. But how difficult is that when sometimes he wasn't able to be there because of having to coach games or get a team ready to play with the diligent hours it takes to be an NFL head coach?
Well, a lot of planning is involved, and there are very few timeouts. We're always on the clock, and someone needs attention or, you know, an issue has to be addressed. So we have to be willing to be there for our kids. It's a commitment, but we loved it. And as you know, with raising children, it never ends. You know, when they turn 18, you think that, well, they go off to college and our job is done. But no, we have kids that are adults and we're still parenting them as well.
My grandmother raised three boys and they're like still big kids to this day. And she always said the most stressful part was just getting enough food on the table. And they had the means. It was just they would eat so much. Feeding 11 children, holy smokes.
Especially during the summer months. I think I go to the grocery store every day to buy something. Yeah.
Tony and Lauren Dungy here with us. I got to ask you about Deshaun Watson. Just what would your message be to the Browns organization? Because this is more than football, but you know how this works. If a guy's going to be able to play, a team's going to take a chance on him no matter what happened off the field.
Yeah, first of all, I think they do have to get things sorted out and figure out a way to move forward. And you can move forward from devastating things. I had a chance to be with Mike Vick when he came back. And I know a lot of people at that time thought, gosh, who's going to embrace Michael Vick? But he came back with the right attitude. Hey, I made a mistake. I want to get it corrected. I want to show people I'm a good person. I want to move forward. And I think that's what Deshaun has to do right now.
Do you have those? As a coach, you have to say to him, hey, you need to fully address the team. I don't know if he has or hasn't yet. He's been there for a little bit.
I think you need to address the team. You need to address everybody. You need to address your fans and say, hey, here's what happened, and here's where we have to go forward. And it's not easy, but I think that's the best way.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy and his wife Lauren Dungy here with us on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. The name of the book, Uncommon Influence, Saying Yes to a Purposeful Life. You're a Hall of Famer. You just were in Canton, Ohio. To now go back and see other coaches and players get inducted, just what were some of the feelings being in such a special place?
Well, it is special, and it's great. It's neat to be there with the history. For me to go and see Jim Brown and see people who I grew up watching, that's one thing. And then you see the new guys come in, young guys that you competed against or that you helped. There's no better feeling for me than to see your former players go in. So it's a pretty special weekend.
Lauren, for you, when the family got the knock on the door, was it a David Baker padded knock on the door? Everyone loves that. To see your husband go through those emotions and now understand he's an elite fraternity, just what was kind of that scene like when you guys got the knock on the door?
We got the knock. We just all started screaming and yelling and cheering. It was well-deserved. It seemed like a long time coming. But, you know, we were so proud of Tony, and he had accomplished so much on the field. And this was kind of the icing on the cake to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And the neat thing, we had Justin, who was 10 at the time, and he kept saying, I know this is the year. I want to be there, and I want to be there. And we're a little nervous because you think if he goes and we don't get there, he's going to be disappointed. Right. But he just was so sure. So we took him, and to be able to celebrate with him and see the joy on his face was pretty cool.
Is he your youngest child?
No, he's not. Not by far.
I was going to say, I was always told the youngest child is always the most intelligent. Oh, that's because I was the youngest child, but it's all right. Were you ever close to coming on back and coaching again once you left Indianapolis?
Not really. Lauren and I had talked about it. As she said, we prayed about it. I kind of knew our time was up. The one thing that I did have to think for more than 1 minute. Martin Mayhew played for me in Tampa. He's the general manager in Detroit. I grew up in the Detroit area. My dad was a Lions fan, and he asked, and he said, Coach, just please take 24 hours. So I said, okay, Martin, I'll think about it for a day. But really, when I retired, I was done.
What year was that, by the way?
That was the year they hired Jim Caldwell. So it would have been about 2015, 16, maybe in there.
Now, you didn't need to go to Detroit. Jim did a good job in Detroit.
He did a great job.
I hope that they could get that football team back one day, but you had a great career, an unbelievable career. You didn't need to go to Detroit for 3-4 years. As great as a coach, I don't know if you're turning down around Detroit.
I watched a lot of losses from the Lions growing up, so I know what that's like.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did it surprise you this year that in year number one, Stafford in a new team was able to go there and get the job done?
It was a little surprising, but we've seen it. Tom Brady came to Tampa the year before, and you think it's going to take a while to click in and mesh with his new team. Tom did it really well. Matthew went there and meshed with the new group really well. So that's kind of the question everybody's asking this year. Can Russell Wilson do that for Denver? Can some of the guys that have moved around do it? In the past, it was harder, but I guess in free agency, maybe it's a little easier.
The one thing that I'm curious about with Russell Wilson, they're just in a gauntlet of a conference and a brutal division. Brady, even that first year, they were not always a clean product.
Right.
Matthew Stafford, even entering the postseason, there were questions about them going to that game against the Cardinals. You have a bad 3-4 week stretch in that division. That could be the difference of making or missing the playoffs.
Yeah, it's tough. I still personally think Denver's a year away, but Russell, we've gotten to know him a little bit, and he's a fantastic leader. He'll help him, but as you said, that's a tough division.
What else makes you say that Denver's a year away?
I just think maybe offensive weaponry. They've got a very good, solid defense. Russell's going to help the passing game, but just overall putting it together and the fact that, you've got the Chargers, who are going to be better and be improved, and Kansas City's still going to be good. It's just a difficult division.
You got to see Peyton Manning go into the Hall of Fame, and I know it was a tough decision for the Hall to put Peyton in.
That
was
pretty
obvious one right there. When you look back at your relationship, what you talk about in this book, finding a purpose, and you guys have such a connection, you guys will always be bonded together. What was it about Peyton, and we all know how special he is, that you still value with your relationship all these years later and go, okay, that was the most rewarding part about coaching the guy?
I think he wanted to be a great teammate. He wanted to help his teammates be better. But he also, the same thing that we did, he wanted to make the city better. He did a lot of things with young people in Indianapolis. He did a lot of things off the field that I really respected and admired. And he just had such a work ethic that I think that transmitted to a lot of the other players, and he was a joy to coach.
How about the Colts this year bringing in Matt Ryan? What do you think they could accomplish?
Matt, if he can be the general for them, they've got a lot of pieces to the puzzle. They've got a very good offensive line. They've got a great running back. They take the ball away on defense, and they hustle. They've got a lot of pieces to the puzzle there, and they just need that guy who's going to bring everything together. From what I've heard talking to my friends still in Indy, Matt has done that. He's come in and kind of taken the reins of the team, so to speak.
How would you describe working for Jim?
Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
We love Jim, and he was a lot of fun. He was very cognizant of the community as well. He wanted the Colts to be part of the community. He had some things that were a little, I don't want to say eccentric, but he had some things that he really valued, and I learned a lot from him. Very passionate about the Colts, passionate about history, so he was fun to work with.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Frank Reich after the loss last year, because he was sending all these social media videos out in front of the Jet. He was annoyed with last year.
We think of our 10-year-olds on social media and say, hey, you need to calm down a little bit, maybe stay off of Jim's on social media quite a bit. He is, but he's a good man at heart. He really is.
What would you say to players now about social media? Because so many players, they just do things on social media, and then there's a reaction to it, and you go, wow, you could have just avoided that.
I think the thing you try to get across to guys is we have a responsibility to each other, and what's going to help our team, what's going to be a detriment to our team. If you're going to do something that will be detrimental, you don't need to do that. And so as much as you think it's a right to be on social media and it's your thing, if it's going to harm the team, you've got to be careful about it. And that's the thing I see some guys do. They'll make statements on there. They'll put things on social media that you know are going to cause a firestorm. That's just not very smart to me.
Tom Brady's getting involved big time on social media.
Yes, Tom's pretty funny on there.
Do you think this is final year, Coach? Do you think it's his final year playing, Tom Brady?
I would be surprised. I think he's going to be one of those guys who doesn't want to let it go. If they win a Super Bowl, maybe, but I think he'll be playing for a couple of more years.
It's interesting to me because he has that deal with Fox. Whenever he does retire, for 10 years, $375 million, the TV money, as you know, is just crazy these days. But he retired and then came back. I don't get why he retired in the first spot.
I don't know for sure, but I have a theory on it. I think Tom is one of those guys who's a workaholic, who wanted to be there every single day, doesn't want to let anybody outwork him, doesn't want the rest of his team feeling like he's not doing his part and carrying the load. So I think he really needed a few weeks off, but he didn't know how to ask for it. He didn't want to say, hey, I'm not going to be there. I really need to rest. So it's easier to say, you know what, I'm going to retire, and then come back 8 weeks later and say, now I'm back now, rather than say, hey, I just need a vacation. But I think he's back and ready to go. I think he's going to have a great year.
Well, now Gronk retired for the second time. Will he come on back?
No,
I guess
Gronk likes the atmosphere. I think Gronk is going to do fine off the field.
Last thing I'll ask you, Tony and Lauren Dungy here with us. The thing with Brady, every time he talks about retirement, he says, Giselle's been trying to make me retire for the last 10 years. You guys discussed the conversations you had. How long can you keep on telling your wife no until she eventually gets her way? It's been a decade. It's been a while, but that's not an easy conversation.
No, it's not. And I think she wants him to be at home with the kids and then be involved in their lives and grow up with them. But it's a tough call to make because he is so well-liked and is passionate about what he does. On the other hand, his wife wants him to be with the family. So it's very difficult. And I would imagine that they go back and forth and really have to give it some serious conversation when they're discussing the future and the longevity of his involvement in sports.
I wish we could mic up Tom and Giselle when they have those conversations.
That would be a good one to listen to, yes.
It'd be the one time you'd be a fan of someone getting mic'd up, right?
Yes.
Because you would never get mic'd up.
No, I didn't want people to hear those private conversations. No.
I don't blame you. Uncommon Influence, saying yes to a purposeful life. One more time, Tony and Lauren Dungy, tell me about the book.
You know, it's a book to encourage people to use their platform, use their influence for good for other people. And hopefully people will read it and be inspired.
What's the most rewarding part about the book?
Well, I think I was going to say everyone has a platform, and we want everyone to realize that it can be in your home, it can be in the community, it can be in your workplace, but you can positively influence someone. And, you know, the focus is off of yourself and helping someone else in life. It's rewarding that we can speak to people and encourage them. And we think we did that. We achieved that.
Well, good luck. Congratulations. Thanks so much. And appreciate you both stopping on in.
Thanks for having us. It's always fun to visit you.
You got it. There's the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy, and his wife, Lauren Dungy, here with us on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.